Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Rob Jollis is with us, as I promised. Rob is a good friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the president of Jollis & Associates, which is an outstanding sales training organization working with companies large and small across the galaxy to help them, people like you and me, put our best foot forward in the marketplace. Whatever it takes. In 2009, that's on steroids, right? Whatever it takes. He's the author of many books, including Mental Agility, it's his new one, and also The Way of the Road Warrior, and of course, my favorite, Customer Centered Selling. Rob Jollis, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back. I was telling the audience before you got here, when I was telling them about this handsome guy who's going to show up and talk to us, I was telling them about how golden referrals are.
Well, yeah. As you said, the mantra seems to be, it's 2009. We end many sentences that way. We're doing that because it's 2009. But, let's face it, in 2009, everybody who wasn't heavily prospecting is. Mm-hmm. And if you're going to heavily prospect, what's the best prospecting tool I know is referrals. I mean, we can go through cold calling and some other pieces, and that is a part of many of our days, but if you want to play the best numbers, we're looking at referrals.
Well, and speaking of numbers, I mean, if you like to go hang out with the masses with the sharp elbows and everything like that, then go cold call, go knock on doors, go, walk up and say, "Hi, I'm Jim. How do you like me so far?" But if you'd like to go where the ratio to customers, businesses to customers is a lot better and a lot tighter, that's the referral elevation, isn't it?
Yeah, we can actually put a number to that. I can break it down for you if you'd like, but the short answer
break it down.
Well, the slightly longer answer is it's about 105-1. If you really want to, if you're a poker player and you want to play poker, it's about 105-1 if you're going to cold call or just simply work with suspects.
Mm-hmm.
But when you break that from suspects to prospects, it goes to about 35-1. When you break prospects to qualified prospects, and I mean there's a need, we have a realistic shot at getting the order, it's worth our time, so they're qualified. Now you're looking at about 3-1.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if this is a referral, we can probably cut that number in half. So I'm
right
with you. Would you like to speed date at 105-1, or do you want to play your best numbers possible, and that's go after those referrals?
Well, and not to pick at your numbers, because I like them a lot, and I certainly like if the numbers, whether your people agree with the numbers, the ratio of those numbers, the relationship of those numbers, I think that's the clearly the way to look at it, because I'm not sure your 105-1 includes opportunities that people have on the internet, and so consequently, Rob, this is something I've been talking about a lot lately. Everything we sell today in 2009, folks, just understand this, and as I often say, write this on a rock: everything that you sell, everything, without exception, is a commodity. So why would people do business with you? Because they either have decided that they like you and they like the experience they have with you, or somebody else has told them that they will. What do you think, Rob?
Well, I agree. I agree completely. And what I want to talk about in this half hour is earning the right to get those referrals.
Yeah. How do you do that?
Well, okay. Let's break that down. It's funny. I would have answered that question differently in 2008. Because here's the sales trainer who's pontificating to groups, but quite frankly, I was a person who was 4 to 5 months booked in advance for 16 years. so I can talk a mean game. But I was with a client two weeks ago, and we were having lunch, and I wanted to go for referrals, and all of a sudden it hit me. I began to ask, and I said, you know what? I can't just sit here and ask you for a referral. if I do, by the way, what I'm going to get is, sure, lay me some cards. I said, I have to earn the right to get your referral, and I'm going to do that two ways. One, I have to prove to you that I'm qualified in what I do, not just because I'm buying you lunch today.
Right.
So we got to kick the tires. You've got to come in and meet my staff, and you have to get comfortable with who I am, not just because I'm asking for referrals. And two, I have to bring value to this relationship for you, and that means value-added pieces. Look, I was working, that happened to be an accountant I was meeting with. This, I'm not the first guy who ever sat in with an accountant and said, love to be able to have access to some of your clients. So what gives me the right? One, I have to be very good at what I do. And two, I have to bring value to that firm that I'm talking to. Mm-hmm. And if I can do those two things, at least I open the door realistically to get a referral from
right.
the client.
Well, absolutely. And, of course, that's your the work that you do. Mm-hmm. That's your those are your values. You're going to do a good job. You're going to make sure that they get their money's worth. You're going to do all the things that professionals do, people who seek excellence do. That's your job. And so if you never get a referral from this person or from a customer, then you're still going to do those things.
Mm-hmm.
But once you do those things, the problem I've got, the thing I worry about, Rob, is not that my audience, the small business owners who are listening to us, aren't doing those things, because I believe that they are. But the problem is then they do those things, they take their money and they leave, and they don't try to maximize the referral opportunity. That's the problem, I think.
Yeah, I think you've brought up a very good point, Jim.
We just wander off and say, well, that was great. Hope I can find another one somewhere.
Well, yeah, here's a stack of cards. Don't forget to call me.
Right.
And it goes,
but they don't even do that most of the time, Rob. I'm telling you, they just take their money and leave.
Yeah. Well.
And then they go say, oh my goodness, where do I find another customer? And they literally walk as they're standing in the parking lot of a customer that they've just knocked it out of the park for.
Yeah.
They sit there and say, oh, where's my next customer going to come from?
Yeah.
And all they had to do is do an about face.
Yeah. Well, I think there's some other tactics that we can continue to go through, but you're right. I do think that we have this sort of grin session where everybody says, sure, I'll help you. And we say, yeah, really will? And they say, yeah. And we shake hands. We walk out. And I'm on retainer for a firm right now where the guys are coming back going, it was a great call. I say he's going to give me all kinds of referrals. Yep. What did you walk out with in your hand?
Yeah. Well, and I'll tell you something else. I don't like people who give me a bunch of their cards. I don't like that. I don't like being given a bunch of cards. That's not. We got to talk about training when we come back, Rob. Which I know you're that's your strong suit. But folks, we got to train our referrers, and that's happening right after these messages. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Rob Jollis is our guest. Stay with us.
I'm here.
Little Steppenwolf bringing us back. 23 after. Welcome back. It's good to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for checking it out, using it to your advantage. Built it just for you. It's all free. Everything there is free. No barrier to entry at all. If you got something you want to read or listen to or ask a question, we got the answers there. And right there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Oh, by the way, when you're at my site, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and check out my blog while you're there. Rob Jollis is our guest. He's the author of Mental Agility, The Way of the Road Warrior. That's two different books and many others. Rob, give us your website, please.
It's jollis.com, jollies.com. And I want to say something about your website, and it's important. I really like your website because you got all kinds of archives of conversations we've had over the years. So
yeah.
I endorse your website.
Thank you. Can I get a referral from you, Rob?
You've earned the right.
There
Why
you
not?
Go. We're talking, in case you didn't pick up on this, folks, we're about as subtle as as a Mack truck. We're talking about referrals. We're talking about how to get referrals. Folks, you got to do all the stuff. You got to do some advertising. You got to do some marketing. You got to do networking. You got to do whatever it takes to get the job done. But you've got to make sure that part of your activity in the marketplace is seeking referrals when the opportunity presents itself. And sometimes you have to create that opportunity, don't you, Rob?
Yeah, let me give you an example. You know, I think, and for a lot of people listening today, they may be able to identify with what I'm about to say. a lot of us right now are clinging to the Rotary Club. We're clinging to the Chamber of Commerce. Mm-hmm. We're going to these events because we're desperately looking for clients, and that's fine. I'm there, too. You'll see me. I'll be rubbing elbows with you. Mm-hmm. But we're going with a stack of cards. We're shaking hands. We're saying, I do this. Our date across from us, our speed date, is saying, well, gee, I do that. We exchange cards because we're going to give each other referrals. And that's the pipe dream I want to get us out of.
Mm-hmm.
I really think that it's not worth the paper that the card is printed on right now. So before we were talking about at least earning the right, I just want to give your listeners one other thought, and that's this. When we actually have earned the right and we say, okay, maybe we've done business with this client, we begin to turn that last part of the sales call to a referral, here's what I want to get out of the habit of doing. I want to get out of the habit of that tired phrase, I hope it's been the work we've done together, Jim, has been effective, and, you know, I want to keep working with people just like you, so I'd like to know if you've got anyone that I might be able to see. And mm-hmm. and that's coming out of the books, and
that's classic. Classic. That's by the book, as you say.
Right, and the book's old. The book's wrong. Okay, if it's in my book, rip that page out. Because, you know, when I was 21, I learned how to ask for a referral, because at New York Life, they taught me, listen, even people with good intentions are going to give you that blank stare.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know of any right now, but,
right.
Jim, if I think of one, you're the man.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what they told me? Don't ask anybody if they need insurance. I was just at a party 2 weeks ago. Nobody asked me if they needed insurance. But you know what? Why don't we ask them, if for an insurance example, who do you know who just had a baby?
Right.
Who do you know who just bought a home?
Mm-hmm.
Who do you know who just changed jobs, moved to the area? Because these are your prospects.
Right.
In fact, you have people that really do want to help you. They don't know how.
Well, here's how you remind yourself to do this. You remind yourself by realizing that the person you're talking to, it's not their job to wake up in the morning thinking about how to help you.
Exactly.
They're
right.
Not going to, because they got their own challenges.
Right.
While you're in front of them, when they've just said, you know what, this is a great job, I've enjoyed working with you, you guys at your company, you got your cornflakes together. At that moment, folks, when that last word comes out of that person's mouth, that's when you say, you know, I really appreciate that. And speaking of which, as you know, that's one of the ways that I find customers like you is through referrals, and I'd like to ask you some questions about, and hopefully you'll be able to refer me. I mean, I would say it that way, Rob.
I totally agree, and then help them help you. Don't just leave it with, I'd like some referrals.
You know,
know where a prospect is for you.
One of the things our good friend Ivan Meisner, the president of BNI, he talks about this all the time. He says, who do you know? Who do you know who?
Right. Well, he's absolutely right. That's the part of
this
the
is 21st century stuff here, folks, we're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you say, all right, who do you know who? And then, but now you got to practice this, don't you, Rob? I mean, you've got to train yourself to train them.
You know, you're absolutely right. I'm a guy who believes in processes. I don't like straitjackets. I'm not a big script guy. But I'm sitting here with a financial firm that I work with, and on my screen right now is a small script I wrote for something even as simple as, how do I take a friendship and create a business relationship from it? Because isn't that the 800-pound gorilla in the room when we're sitting there with a friend and we go, hamana, how do I transition from, would you like cream in that coffee, to, by the way, guess what I do?
Yeah.
And so my point to you is, referrals, all those tough phrases, why aren't we at least putting them down, wordsmithing them, and really practicing those two or three sentences so we don't just start stuttering when we make that difficult transition?
And let's motivate people to follow your advice, Rob, by saying this. Folks, when people are looking for whatever it is you sell, if they have no referrals, they're going to make four or five phone calls, talk to four or five people. They don't have enough time to do that. They don't want to do that, but they don't. I want to make sure they get the best deal, the best person, the best company for the job. If they have a referral, they may not call anybody else. That's what I mean when I say referrals are golden. It saves them time, and it's good for you.
Yep.
What do you think, Rob?
Absolutely. Well said. Good way to end it.
Website again, please.
JOLLES.com.
Mental Agility is one book. The Way of the Road Warrior is another book. Customer-Centered Selling is another book. The man has lots of books. He's very smart. He can help you. Give him a call. Check out his website when you get a chance. Hey, Rob, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Always a pleasure.
quick break. 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. We're rocking and rolling. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.